Well, hello, superstars, and welcome back to another episode of Word Up with Danny Katz. Today, I am joined by David Wolf. David is joining us today all the way from Athens, Greece, to talk to us about health conspiracies, the Great Awakening, this giant planetary shift we're going through. It was such a treat to get to dive in with David. I know you guys are gonna love this conversation. Before we dive in, I'm reminding you to click that subscribe button, to like, to share, to comment, to sign up for my newsletter at dannykatz.com, to grab you and yours copies of The Language of Betterarchy, which is a phenomenal tool that's helping us unite against tyranny. Also reminding you that my transformational coloring book, Yes, I Am, has received a total makeover, is new, is improved, is infinitely, epically more colorable, and is on sale now. That does it for housekeeping. Buckle up and prepare to enjoy my conversation with David Wolf. David Wolf, live from Athens. How are you, my friend?
I am doing the best ever. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's so good to see you. It's been, I think, decades.
Been a lot of years. There's been a lot of years, and a lot of chaos has ensued in the interim.
Yeah.
And I think we're no worse for the wear, so that's good news.
No, exactly. And I'm glad to know that, like, we both have the integrity thing on our sides.
Look, when they went for the scamdemic and that whole thing went down, and there's, like, you know, plandemic and all of that. And we, you know, as an anti-vaxxer, I'm a lifelong anti-vaxxer, you know, whatever that means, whatever, you know, like, I don't want to be injected with government chemicals or with bioweapons or whatever, you know. It's just crazy that they even have words for this stuff.
Right.
But anyway, we knew it was coming. We'd been predicting it. You know that.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, you saw it. You knew what it was, right? We knew instantly, this is an IQ test. Let's see how many people fall for it. And a lot of people did. And we were all like, what? They all fell for it.
They did. I thought our people were so much smarter than that.
In our community, I thought so too. I mean, the LA yogis all fell for it. All the New York yogis all fell for it. It was cray cray.
It was so crazy because it was like, wait a minute, I thought we were all free thinkers. I thought we were all expanding our consciousness. And then it was like, psych, you were wrong about so many people.
Isn't that interesting? And then we were actually, what was amazing too, is like the people that didn't fall for it. The people that actually were, that was also surprising. So there was the surprise of like who fell for it. And there was the surprise of the people who you thought would fall for it and didn't fall for it.
Right?
That was epic, actually.
It was totally epic. And it was interesting throughout the years of, like, there were some people who I wasn't in touch with because I moved to New Mexico in 2019. So there were some people that we hadn't been in touch, and it was just like, I don't know where they're at. And you know Compton from Ascended Health?
Sure.
So Compton came out here and we got together to work on a writing project, and we were both like kind of tiptoeing, like, I don't know where you stand on the vax. And then we were like, we're on the same page. Thank God we can speak freely. Hooray.
Yay. That's the best. I always thought Compton, he seemed on the level. Every time I've ever talked to him or seen him, he seemed like he was with it. So I'm not surprised that he figured it out and, you know, cracked this, you know, the code of the COVID insanity, the scamdemic, the plandemic, or the, you know, bioweapon rollout, or whatever we want to call it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has been interesting, the interesting alliance of forces that have come together. So, you know, for example, like Trump, everyone's like, Trump's in on it, you know, like, especially our community, because, you know, our communities, the people who did get it, you know, do understood what was going on. They're very heavy conspiratorials. And I was like, dude, the guy got duped. He's 80 years old. He got duped. I mean, come on. No, he was in on it. He, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, okay. My perspective is the highest percent chance is that he got duped because everybody in his age bracket believes in medical scientism, and they're going to fall for it. You can inject yourself to health and all this other crap that they've been fed their whole lives. So the fact that he aligned himself with RFK Jr. proved actually that I was right. It proved that I was right, because there's no, if he was in on it, then there's no way he was near RFK Jr.
No way.
He just didn't know. He was due, of course.
Well, and I also wonder if it was a trade-off.
They run a psyop on him.
Oh,
What's
totally.
that?
I was wondering if it was a trade-off, right? Because politicians is all about you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So if, he stood up for Operation Warp Speed, he was always for choice. But if it wasn't like a trade-off for something else, people think people in the executive branch have like full power to do whatever they want. I don't think it really works that way. So I was with you. I never bought that he was really in on the vaccine thing. I thought he kind of had to compromise his way into warp speed.
Okay, sure. I mean, I definitely feel like he, because he's a go-getter, right? So they set him up, right? That's what the evidence points to, by the way. Again, there's no chance that he would have ever gotten together with RFK Jr. if what I'm saying wasn't true. They set him up, Big Pharma set him up, Fauci set him up, that whole CCP cabal that was behind the vax, the whole Canadian cabal that was behind the vax, and the whole pe and all that crew that was in Fort Detrick, Maryland. They set him up, and they set him up to get him out of power, and they were successful. And then they used the mail-in ballot scam to steal the 2020 election. That's what they did, and it was all pre-planned. The Democrat Party, or whatever that is, the totalitarian, authoritarian, communist maniac, blow him up, shoot him up, pretend it's not happening, gaslighting party. They are demonic. They are diabolical. Then it's all mind. There's no heart. That's why there's virtue signaling, right? There's no heart. So we have to fake like we're virtuous. And so
Exactly.
that was, it's just been interesting watching these dynamics and watching the people who can fall out of the politics and be like, oh yeah, that's right. Like people who, I know a lot of people who were Democrats. They won't touch the Democrat Party with a 10-foot pole now. They know it's radioactive. The Democrat Party is radioactive. It's not touchable. It's one of the most totalitarian, authoritarian, demonic parties, and one of the most dangerous political parties in the world, in world history, actually, I would say. That's how bad it got. Now, the reptilians, I mean, the Republicans, are just a bunch of cowards and, backroom deals. And they, you went to my fraternity, or we're both in this same, skull and bone society. And it's been that all along. And then, Trump kind of comes in as an outsider where people are finally like sick of it all. And he's not perfect. But my God, is he better than any of this other crap we've ever had all our lives? That's the reality. And people go, oh, no. It's like, oh, yes. Look how good things were from 2016 to 2021, when they basically stole the election and forced him out. And then look how bad it got. I mean, we got invaded in North America by 10, over 10 million people, 325,000 missing people at the border, missing children at the border. You know how sick that is? You know how sick that is for the Democrat Party to actually defend that position? That is sicko stuff. That is the grossest stuff I've ever heard. That really just irked me. I was like, how are they going to defend that? Like, oh yeah, Trump grabs some, woman's yoni, whatever. It's like, yeah, compared to 325,000 missing children, like, that is orders of magnitude of crime that we've never even contemplated before. It's.
It's beyond people's capabilities, which is why I think there's so much denial, and there's doubling down on all this insane irrationality to defend this demonic party and these psychopaths. I just want to say for the record that if you look at the whole grab them by the pussy statement, he was never advocating to grab anyone by the pussy. It was actually a commentary on star fucking and how women will sell themselves down the river to be near fame and money. And it's just another example of something that's taken completely out of context and that it becomes this insane movement that's not based in any reality whatsoever.
So what you're saying, it was a media psyop, like every other media psyop. And basically, by the way, this election, the 2024 election, the destruction of commie ho, that's what we call her, by the way. She's a commie and she's a hoe. And Beijing Biden, who's basically a puppet for the CCP and a puppet for commies and a puppet for all the power brokers, are basically telling like, we're going to start this war. You get out of the way, you idiot. Right? He's been that guy. This group is beyond, it's the media defense of that, and the way the media has just now gone off the deep end and they sank with the Titanic. Hallelujah, Denny Cats. Hallelujah. It is over. We finally defeated that demonic beast called I call it the parasite media, because there's nothing mainstream about it and there's nothing legacy about it.
No.
Those are just a bunch of greedy, wacko parasites who were all bought and they were telling you some BS story to get you to buy into whatever the next United Abominations scam was going to be, or the next endless war was going to be, or the next endless taxation scheme was going to be, or the next endless central banking scheme was going to be, or the next endless regulations on natural food scam that was going to go down. And it just goes on endlessly. We have survived. It's like a satanic assault.
Oh, 100%. But I think it's satanic. I think it's all of the like dark forces at once. So you've got the satanic assault. You've got the interdimensional lizard assault. You've got the secret society assault. You know, it's like all these different factions are like, it's go time. Let's just do our best to destroy humanity. But they weren't counting on the fact that we're super powerful and we're super smart and they don't really have anything on us.
What the thing that's changing and what they don't have on us is values. So they think that everyone's going to continue valuing all the things that they've always valued. Like, okay, we'll give them enough money, enough fame. And, you know, people look at that now and go, you mean go to a Diddy party? I don't forget that. I don't want no fame. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm going to get money from Jeffrey Epstein. Nope. So they've lost people on that. And that is where they're going to lose. Actually, the whole thing is that people will be like, I don't even want what you're selling. Bye. I don't want your money. I don't want your fake counterfeit fiat currency. I don't want your this. I don't want that. I don't need your little whatever vacation thing you're trying to sell me. So I don't need your little chemical water system. I don't need your whatever crap that they're pushing. Nobody wants it. And we saw that actually. And, you know, you obviously are aware of the insane Democrat cheating system and machine that is infiltrated all of the United States. Almost
I live in
county.
A Dominion state, and it's this round, people are like, why aren't you voting? And I'm like, A, I mean, because it's fake and I don't consent, but B, we live in a Dominion state. There's no point. There's no point.
There's no point. Yeah. It's already, exactly. Not only that too, when you register to vote in the beast system, that gets you registered into all their other crap.
Exactly. Right?
And
exactly.
So, you know, my feeling was, you know what, I'm just going to just do the best I can and try to do, we got to get RFK in there. We got to get our people in there, however that happens. And I'm just going to do everything I can to make that happen as best I can. And we won. It worked out somehow.
Yeah.
And now the hammer of justice has got to drop on these crooks. I want the hammer to justice. I mean, 325,000 missing children at the border, the hammer of justice must drop on that. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I can't get over it, actually. It irritates me. It irritates me. I'm like, where are those kids? What's going on here? Like sex traffickers, human slavery, kids been killed. They've been ritually sacrificed. I mean, it's all of that.
It's all of that, and it's not new. Like, we have this new iteration of it, of like going on at our unchecked, fake, non-existent borders, you know, with this administration turning a blind eye. But this was my first experience of being canceled back probably around the time I heard rumblings of you talking about Flat Earth at LIB, and that was like such a big hullabaloo. And at the same time, that's when I started to clue in to the trafficking, the Podesta brothers, what was really going on Hillary's laptop. And it was amazing how people would rather just end a friendship of 20 years than look at the fact that this country and this world runs on the blood of children.
Wow, you well said. Wow, that was really, you're right. You nailed it. You nailed it. That's what we're dealing with. There was a great book written by, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. It's called Eaters of Children by Cerucci. James Cerucci, Eaters of Children, worth your investigation. And as a conspiracy theorist, you need to read that book. And one of the key ideas in that book is that they have a gateway at every lever of power, so that nobody, unless they're in their club, gets past that stage, that level. They're not going to become a pope. They're not going to become a president. They're not going to become a this. They're not going to become a that. You're not going to get to be the mayor. You're not going to get to be the governor. You're not going to get to be this. You're not going to get to be the coach or whatever. And the web of this worldwide is freaky and insane. So we know that there's a disturbance in the being that is soulless. And that disturbance is that they have a very, very deep problem with control. They're control freaks.
Yep.
They have to control everything, right? Yep. So that's usually related to their pedophilia, and that's a disturbance in the being. So that's part of it. Another part is the poisoning and the greed. So the poisoning everybody, poisoning everything, that's a big part of it. That's very part and parcel of the banksters and how they work, right? Because they're trying to now say, oh, it's climate change, it's your fault. But actually, you funded all the crap that's polluting everything. What are you talking about?
Do you notice that they're gross climate change, like, consortiums that they all have a plastic water bottle right next to them? It's so
right in your face. It's right? So completely upside down. It's upside down clown town.
Totally.
It's upside down clown town right there. It's right in your face right there. And then the greed factor. And then the creation of systems that then populate these positions with a very interesting type of bureaucrat or puppet. And this is the phraseology I picked up from a friend of mine that I think really nails it. Each one of these people, like a Kami Ho Harris, she's a pompous, entitled abuser.
Yep.
That's who gets elevated in those systems. You have to be an arrogant prick, an entitled jackass, and an abusive being.
You also have to have a subpar intelligence.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly. You can't actually be very smart, but you want everyone to believe that you're smart.
Right.
Right? Because that's important for your own self-aggrandizement, your virtue signaling. Oh, yeah, no, I'm smart. Look how smart I am. Oh, yeah, I'm Kami Ho, like, I was the first attorney general in this and that. She cheated in that election. She cheated in every election. She got into that gimmick, that Willie Brown communist corruptifornia politics, which basically just, it's all identity politics. Okay, you're black and you're this, and you're black and gay. So when that position comes up, we're going to put you in that seat over there. Okay, you over here, you're Mexican. So we're going to put you in this position over here. That's how California has been running for decades.
Yep.
And it's just a one-party system. So nobody can challenge that system. I know from people who are insiders in the government in California, they've told me that if somebody inside, let's say this Riverside County, discovers there's voter fraud and election fraud going on, and they were trying to report it to the Attorney General of California, the Attorney General will destroy that person's life.
Yep.
That's how they control it.
Yep.
That's it. It actually, in this particular case, you know, this incredible insight that Trump and Vance had, which is like, maybe we can take control of the administrative state and turn it on itself. I heard Vance say that and I was like, damn, dude, that's a powerful, you know, that's a risky game, but it looks like that's what's going to happen. And I'm telling you, after being dealing with the FDA and the USDA and this regulation and that crap and this other thing and that taxation and this other thing, and you didn't get this right, so now you owe us this money. And I had the state of Hawaii come after me for $1.18 million. I was like, what is this? After 18 months of battling them, sending every single paperwork they ever wanted, they reduced it to $7,850, which I didn't actually owe. But after dealing with that kind of threat,
right.
You don't have, I just like, pay it and get rid of it. Just get it off your desk. This is just, that's how bad it is. And people don't realize that. That's why I don't really, you know, like, I would never, you know, I can't feel comfortable inside the United States with all this crap that I've gone through with the IRS currently has a lien on me for $72,000 for nothing. I went to my accountant, so like, they owe you that. They owe you like $60,000. I was like, okay, but they put a lien on me for $72,000. They're like, it's wrong. And I was like, huh? Right now, $72,000 lien against me personally. It's not totally inaccurate. That's, let me tell you what that is, Danny Katz. That's terrorism.
Oh, it's completely
when somebody
terrorism.
Sends you a bill for $1.18 million, it's terrorism. Because I called every lawyer. This is crazy, too. I called every lawyer. They said, we won't take the case. I was like, what are you talking about? You're not going to take the case. This is fraud. It's a complete fraud. They're like, oh, no. We'd look bad in front of the state of Hawaii. And I was like, what? Yeah, but they're engaged in fraud. What are you talking about? I would advise anybody be very, very careful doing setting up a business in Hawaii or California. I'd really advise against it. The state of California, by the way, twice in my life has gone into my account and stolen money out of my account, and without a judge's order, without a warrant, without anything. They just believed I owed them taxes and took the money out, stole it.
Right.
Now, eventually, I got it back, but I had to arm up with lawyers and everything else, and so. You just imagine what that does. You know, for me, that's I don't store fiat currency, you know, as a result of that, because any amount of fiat that you have sitting there, they'll just steal it.
Right. Right. Now, I'm assuming that since this happened, you're probably delving into the lawful conversations and switching up how you're operating.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, because I operate mostly in the private now.
Perfect.
So I'm not doing, you know, public commerce is becoming a thing of the past for me, and it's you're basically soon it'll all be private. So in order to engage with me, you have to come. It's like Boy Scouts of America. You have to join the Boy Scouts, right? You have to join my organization for whatever, pay one penny, a dollar, whatever it is. And then once you're in the private, you're outside of their ability to deal with you in the BS commerce that's going on. Now, I have a feeling, my personal feeling about what's happening is that as far as I could tell, you know, we were born into this very toxic, very absurd, very evil world. And I've known about this for a long time because I was red-pilled when I was a child by my neighbor. She basically told us, like, she told me and my family, me and my brothers, when we were five, I was five. My other brother was like three, and my other brother was like six. She said that the alt, this is in 1975. She said that the ultimate goal of the Democrat Party is to break down the southern border and flood the country with illegals so they could vote him in forever.
Whoa.
1975, she told us that.
And
And
where was this?
this is in Seaside Heights, New Jersey. She was my neighbor there, Mrs. Smutko. They were a Hungarian family, very patriotic family. And so early on, she started telling me all these things about, let me tell you what a bag man does, because, you know, Hunter Biden's a bag man for his father.
Right.
And let me tell you what happens to the bag man, you know, when they end up turning to drugs and alcohol or something to escape because it's so dangerous what they're doing. And it's very nervous kind of job that they turn to drugs and hookers and exactly what happened to Hunter Biden. She told us about the bag men of New Jersey back in the 70s, in the 1970s. So because I'm so jaded from all of that experience, right? You know, it caused me to really look into like what is really going on here. And so I had to really kind of come to terms with this idea of the Kali Yuga. You know, are we really in a dark age? And so the best minds I could come up with, Rudolf Steiner, Sri Yukteswar, some of the great theosophists, they said that the actual Kali Yuga ended in 1899. So that 6,000-year run of evil, and which ended up in the scientism and trust the science and completely devoid of any spirit and soul and completely turned into pedophilia and all the other insane satanic rituals, all kinds of crap. It basically ended in 1899. And so now the light's coming in, right? And it comes in through the beings that are born in the 1900s and now in the 2000s. And that's why they're trying to jab them on day one to try to rematerialize and get them back into, you know, you can't do, make sure you don't have any consciousness about spirit and soul. We can't have that.
No,
And
God forbid.
so now we're at a point where because we're 125 years in now to the what's heading more into the light age, that we're starting to see the curtain reveal. Now we're starting to see that America has led the world for many, you know, maybe a couple centuries at least. America is now about to turn around and lead the world back into freedom. I mean, that's what's looking like it's going to happen here. And the all the evil's going to come unwound. With all the systems that they put in place, and we're about to see how gnarly it really is. And Danny Katz, I'm telling you, because I do a page every day, my Telegram page, I'm in it every day, and I've been in it every day for years and years and years. I'm telling you, the level of evil that this government is involved in, the United States federal government, and also many state governments, is so insane. It's so beyond comprehension. It's such a level of it's incomprehensible actually, and everyone's gonna see it, and they're gonna all see it real soon because they're gonna come out. It's gonna come out on Telegram and Twitter every day. Look at this crap. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. And what it will do, it will collapse any belief in parasite governments. It'll collapse any belief in the idea of taxation. Taxation, by the way, isn't theft. Taxation is slavery. Mm-hmm. Taxation is slavery. You think your taxes built the roads? They never did, never will. That's a complete scam. That's a total lie. That's as much of a lie as the COVID hoax.
Right.
It never had anything to do with any of that. It's a control scheme, right? To make sure you can never become a competitor to the banksters, that you can never become abundant enough to become a competitor to the control freaks who are running this show. And eventually, Danny Katz, it's going to come to a loggerhead where we will face off against the real criminals, the WEF criminals, the Council of Rome criminals, the royal family criminals, the CEO criminals, the satanic criminals, the lizard people shapeshifter criminals, the shamanic criminals. It's going to come to that. And I'm telling you, after what I've been through with this, I'm just trying to run a business that sells organic food. That's all I'm doing.
Right. But that's such a threat to the controllers, to allow people to not be poisoned, have access to their critical thinking, their pineal gland. Like, they cannot have that.
Isn't that crazy? So interestingly, that as much as I was red-pilled as a kid, it's just been my journey in the organic foods movement, which is completely, I mean, now it's all out on the table. Like, I don't care what anybody says, you know, they're coming in with all their BS. Like, dude, you're out of, you really think that taxes built your roads, you moron? Come on, like, snap out of it. You're in some kind of you never looked, you never researched, get out of the way. And that's what we're dealing with, by the way. And we knew that from the trust the science zombie crowd, right? It's like, oh, they don't look. They don't want to look. They never looked.
They never looked, but they're willing to like completely dehumanize their fellow humans, their family members. They'd rather do that than look. So how do you think it's going to go when those people find out that this whole realm is not even close to what they think it is? Like, how is that level of cognitive dissonance going to express?
It's going to do two things. One of it's going to drive them deeper into the zombieism and deeper into the absurdity and deeper into mental health crisis and physical health crisis. And eventually they'll probably be jabbed to death by that beast system, that beast medical system. So, you know, the parasite eventually destroys its own host.
Yep.
And so eventually the parasites will just destroy themselves.
Yep.
That's basically how it all shakes out. And what we've been thinking, and I'm sure you've thought this many times over the years, we had to step back and let them just all kill each other, because that's basically what they're doing. I mean, it's like they want to bomb each other, kill each other, do this. It's like, we don't need to be dropping any more bombs on anybody. This is it's beyond insane. It's beyond wacko. It's beyond brainwashing. It's nuts.
It's crazy. Anyway,
it's crazy. It's beyond anything.
What surprises me, and when they'll pull different false flags, like, you know, it was like, okay, who's going to fall for COVID? Okay, who's going to fall for Black Lives Matter? Okay, who's going to fall for Ukraine? And then I thought we were kind of in the clear of like seeing who's who, but then they pulled the Israel thing and it's like, oh, we got a whole new batch of mind-controlled people who I thought got it. So the pool just keeps getting smaller, smaller, smaller.
They've been kind of holding the Israel-Arab conflict as a hotbed, because they can really gin up the hate.
Yes.
They can really gin up the firepower of hate and fear and all that stuff that fuels them. And so I'm not surprised that they pulled that card. Not at all. I mean, Rudolf Steiner said that this century, this is the century of the Antichrist. This is when everything gets inverted 100%. What you thought was good is actually pure evil. And what you thought was evil is actually good. And that's generally what's happened to people out there, is they've been completely deceived. So they believe they're fighting for good, and it's just pure evil what they're doing.
Oh, totally. And I wasn't surprised that they pulled it, because it was the Trump card that we were just waiting for them. Just like the fake alien op. It's like, okay, when is it going to happen? But I was surprised at the people who took the divide and conquer bait. You know, it was like another round of people like, wait, I thought you people got this. You know, so it's all, again, the season of reveal, and just people showing us who they are as the lizards show us their hand as well.
Well said. It's exactly it. And so it's going to come to a head. It will come to a head, and it's going to happen in our lifetime, which I find to be fascinating. That means that we incarnate, because I'm a believer in reincarnation. And I don't believe in reincarnation because, oh yeah, it's just some woo-woo belief. The science is there. The research and the data is there. It's been there. There are books and books and books written by Ian Stevenson, Max Tucker, Dr. Brian Weiss, Rudolf Steiner, and on and on and on of case study after case study after case study proving that reincarnation is happening. And once you accept it's happening, your worldview must evolve to fit it in. Yep. And so that right there brings us to a very interesting point, which is we chose to be in this time. And that this we are to play a role in what's coming. And I don't care what anybody says. I know what my role is. I'm going to stop those government mandated injections. We're going to stop Big Pharma from doing all of this incredibly satanic crap to children by injecting them on day one for a vitamin K shot and a vitamin Hep B shot.
Hepatitis for an infant?
Hepatitis B for a first day of life.
Wow.
They're not a prostitute. They're not a drug using, injecting IV, like drug addict.
Right.
It's satanic when you look at it. Now, I've had certain things that have, you know, tipped me off over the years, you know, knowing, you know, I knew some people very high up in the Dutch royal family and there was a couple there that were conscious and they're like, oh yeah, my brother got put into the top of a pharmaceutical company. He's just one of those people who obeys, right? They tell him what to do and he obeys. I heard that in about, that was probably 2015, 2016. So I was like, oh, something's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Something's coming. You know, you can tell that they're getting their people in place. And by the way, this evil cabal that's running the world or cabals that are running the world, they don't care about the janitor. They want the top positions. They want the president. They want the crime minister. By the way, it is the crime minister, not the prime minister.
Oh, I like
that.
They
want those top positions, right? They want to control the CEOs. That's what they go for. The parasite wants to control the nervous system, the brain of the organism. And that's true in the body politic as well. And by the way, Danny Katz, over the years, as you know, I've been a big raw foodist and super foodist, but over the years, I realized that the real work is the parasite cleansing.
It's everything.
It's everything. Because what all that's happening outside of us is actually just a reflection of what's happening in us. So what is Fauci? He's a tapeworm. It's obvious. So he represents the tapeworms that Americans are filled with, right? And the same is true of all the big pharma giant parasites sucking, you know, all of the life force out of the body politic of the people. It's a parasite infection. That's what we're dealing with. So then you turn your gaze inward and go, wait, what about me? And you know, I've been religious about it for years now. 4 parasite cleanses a year for years, and followed by long fasting after that. And just that, I'm telling you, what a transformative process that has been. Mega transformation.
It's huge. I just did a parasite cleanse last weekend. And I, you know, like when one's dealing with these, it's kind of like a full-time job. You know, it takes a lot of energy and focus. And my friends around me are like, with how clean your diet is, like, how can you have parasites? And all I think is, like, it scares me that the people around me are not parasite cleansing as mm-hmm. intensely as I'm parasite cleansing. And I put this on one of your posts the other day because you were asking about parasite cleanses. I go straight through the bottom. I find it's way more effective to just turpentine, raw garlic, just get it there. And I'm like, why are there no turpentine suppositories on the market? Like, this is an untapped market of super efficient parasite cleansing.
It's because we're living under a big pharma tyranny. We're actually living under a medical communism. And we have been for years and decades. And I've been saying that for years. People, I would say, you know, this is medical communism. And they'd be like, what, huh? What are you talking about? Medical communism? It's like, dude, they wipe out your choice. They tell you this is the only thing that works. Nothing else is even considered. They don't talk about emotional parts of healing, spiritual parts of healing, physical parts of healing that are not engaged in the big pharma story.
Right.
The mental side of it, all of the other things, the elemental side of it, earth, air, fire, and water, and those things for healing, that's all left out. Like, you're going to go into hospital. We're going to, jam in all this chemotherapy into your veins, and this is going to be some cure for something. It's beyond. It's so beyond the beyond. Now, by the way, I do want to say, having done all the 30 years. By the way, I've been at it for 30 years. This is what I'm here to tell anybody. You can defeat completely the common cold, anything, cough, cold, flu, fever, sore throat, forever. Never any of that ever the rest of your life. You can be in a state of health that we call health beyond danger. That's what my teachers like Ron Teagarden taught me. You can be in a state of health beyond danger. You're nowhere near any of that stuff ever. It's just out there. It's not happening to you because you got the parasites out, got the heavy metals out, you got the right thoughts in, you got the right emotional states in. You've also been like, you know, ginned up to the reality that when you're in a public place, you've got to have something going on that's a little bit different than everybody else. You got to have your armor up on a many different levels, energetic and also herbal and even electronic medicine. So I'm always got that stuff going on around me at all times in public places. And if you do all that, you're just in a health beyond danger. You're not going to suddenly catch something or whatever that crap was. What a scam that is. Incredible.
It's such a scam. I remember when they first pulled the COVID, you know, fear alarms. And I knew, like you said, like I knew instantly, oh, this is the thing. This is like the big thing we've been waiting for, the big Club of Rome crisis. And I thought, you know, I wake up before the sunrise and breathe and drink lemon water and rebound. And all. So I'm not going to take your health directives. You know, I know about terrain theory and all of that. I think the biggest war is the war on self-responsibility with our health. Uh-huh. And that's what they fear and go the distance to keep us from doing is take our own responsibility. They want us to outsource responsibility for our bodies to some dude in a white coat with initials after his name who sees us for 5 minutes and we're supposed to think that he knows our bodies better than us. Like that's just the biggest scam.
They're memorizers and regurgitators.
Yep.
Once you start looking at doctors and go, they're just nothing but good memorizers and regurgitators. The whole thing falls apart. All of their crap falls apart. It's like, oh, so they spent 9 years in universities and schools memorizing and regurgitating. That's it.
Yep. And
so
then they'll
bully
you.
They're supposed to be special if for some reason.
Yeah, well, that's the whole expert class, you know, fiction that is also coming down as everything else crumbles right now.
Yes, that it's all going to crumble. It's all going to crumble because the whole thing is cast in lies. Every bit of it is all lies. Now, let's get back to the point of like developing a health beyond danger. Eventually, you realize that you've got to do all the things they told you not to do, which is the organic food, the superfoods, the herbalism is so key as medicine for longevity and medicine, right? Because what did they tell you? Oh, herbs don't work. I mean, if that doesn't tell you right there what you're supposed to be doing, we can't help you. You're not helpable at that point, right?
Right. So, if you're going to refer to scientism over Mother Nature that's kept all of nature going, it's cuckoo.
It's cuckoo, totally. And the reveal, the big reveal on the scientism has been fascinating. I've been calling them science bullies for a decade. In 2017, I wrote a long article about scientism on the internet, even predicting they're going to do some kind of a pandemic.
Yep.
And the scientism is the worst religion ever. I mean, you talk about an atheistic, just immoral, bizarre religion with its own wacko saints and sages, that's scientism. It's as bizarre as it gets.
It's a cult. It's a Gnostic cult. Have you delved into the history of scientism at all?
I am so far down that. I'm probably, I would think, one of the biggest whistleblowers in the whole scientism thing for many years that's out there, I'm guessing. I mean, I don't know anybody who uses that term more than me. So I went back all, so my take on it is basically, see, the Gnostics had this whole thing about the demiurge. What was their term for that? It's the origin of the scientism impulse.
Okay.
And they had a term for that. It'll come to me. But over the years, I eventually thought Rudolf Steiner actually nailed it better than the Gnostics.
Okay.
And his term was, he basically said that, you know, the human being in this world, in this dimension that we're in, is facing off against two major strange attractors.
Is it Ahriman?
One of them is Ahriman, which is the demon of materialism and technology. And the other is Lucifer, which is the escapism and giving your power away and the false light.
Yep.
And so the Gnostics were onto this idea that was very Ahrimanic. right? So they have this very Aramonic idea. And so they're right about that, actually. It's like a Wetico idea that this, or Wetico, however you want to say it. And so this force, this Aramonic force or impulse, has it comes, Steiner says, it comes to the fore in this century. He said it finally comes to a pimple pop of pure evil, because the Aramonic force is a force of pure evil and sadness. Like, the, you know, he represents Armand with his lips like this. Like you couldn't be more suffering and in pain than Armand. Like that's, and by the way, as I found out over the years, it's people who are Aramonically deceived, they suffer from a lot of physical pain.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, as a person who got out of experiencing pain, I had a lot of physical pain. I never have any physical pain now. It's primarily because I escaped the Aramonic deception, which is scientism. Which, oh, science is going to explain everything. Oh, this trust of science. Oh, science this, science that. Which is basically a demonic overlay onto the scientific method. So it's like a little parasite that sits over the scientific method and says, oh, don't look there. You don't have to do the science yourself. We've done the science. Look, we've got your saints and sages, and look over here. We got your whole thing. We got a whole pantheon set up for you.
Right.
And that's basically what the modern age is. It's an Aramonic scientism deception. Oh, science is going to figure this out. Science is the best ever. It is cuckoo how many people will just... They cannot comprehend how to understand anything unless science.
Right. But it's just, they're just parroting. Like it's, you know, it's just, for me, it's like, tell me you're in a cult without telling me you're in a cult. Just say, I trust the science. Like, okay. You don't even know what science is. If oh, that's.
Then I remember the term. So the Gnostics, an archon. The Gnostics the call them archons. That's it. And so basically, Lucifer and Ahriman are archons. They are. They're very, you know, low astral realm, very gnarly, very demonic. They're the most demonic forces. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody gets pulled into the materialism, they can get pulled into that strange attractor of Ahriman, where, oh, science. And science is going to fix everything. Science is going to figure everything out. Science is going to give us immortality. We're going to become immortals because of the science. You know, and they get pulled into that crap. On the other side, you see, that's more the Western tradition, by the way. So a Wall Street stockbroker is very much Aramonic, right?
Yep.
I'm going to have the house in Connecticut, the yachts, the this, that. I'm going to have all these different things. I'm going to have all the my bean counter. I'm going to be counting up all my money and, you know, all that stuff. And I have the most toys, so I win.
Yep.
That's the Aramonic deception. And by the way, that person will die of a calcification disease. They'll become, it'll be an arthritis, or they'll develop a heart disease or calcification. They'll develop a stroke, calcification. And so the person who, or a sclerotic problem. So the person who is Aramonic in their consciousness eventually dies of a sclerotic disease.
And is that because of like a greed or a clinging or?
It gets turned to stone.
Got it.
Yeah, because they're actually, yes, they're clinging and greedy and they're holding on. And that holding on is referencing or metaphorically similar to being stopping evolution. Or being turned to stone. And so what ends up happening is the person accretes stone formations in their body and starts developing stones. And if that shows up in the coronary artery, for example, it's a heart attack.
Now, do you have the ELO song playing in your head while you're sharing this with me the same way I do in receiving it?
Turn to stone when you're coming home. I can't go on. That's got a great beat in it. So let me get my drum. Where's my drumsticks at? I got some good ones here. Watch this. So that song, that's that. When drumming, we say that song has a swing in it. So it's like,
I love that you have your drumsticks at the ready.
It's at the ready. I figured out long ago with this instrument, there's no way I can actually master this instrument unless those drumsticks are right there. And over the years, because of the, see that?
I'm so impressed because I just started learning the drums.
Watch the hand. See that? Watch right here. Okay.
Yep.
Watch this. Watch how the hand is quicker than the eye. See there?
Whoa.
That, watch again. See how the hand is quicker than the eye?
Impressive.
Very interesting thing about drumming too that I really like is that it gets you into, the pulsations and rhythms of nature. And so there's a deep thing about that, where if you're in nature and the rhythms of nature, you're connecting to the heartbeats of nature, you're because there's no lie in nature. There's no scientism in nature. There's none of that. This crap is happening at all.
Right.
You're out of all of it. And so
Right.
it's that to me is one of my favorite things, just to be in the middle of the forest or in the middle of a sacred site somewhere and just have my little drum pad. And I'm just like, tapping out beats, tapping out the beats, getting all the beats in. But that song, Turn to Stone by ELO. That's, oh, I'm trying to think of how that song goes. Dun, 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 to stone. Dun. That's a great tune. I'm going to play that tonight.
It's
Damn.
a good one. I love ELO.
Me too. Actually, I was in a band and I noticed that the singer in the band, who's a great songer, he would, whenever we'd listen to ELO, songs would come to him.
Oh, it was like his muse.
It was a muse. It was a muse. And so, I would always be like, okay, dude, let's listen to this. Okay, let's listen to this. And he loved ELO. Still loves ELO. He got wrecked by the pandemic, by the way. He got really that what they did really, really damaged a lot of people. And by the way, if anybody is going to be sued for $1 billion, it should be all the news media pundits that pushed lies and disinformation and misinformation leading to bodily harm. Namely, the poison injections and jabs,
Yep.
and all of the and the masking and all the things that harm people, including the social distancing. Every single one of them should be sued for $1 billion in civil trials if they're
Oh,
going to
yeah.
let this thing happen to Alex Jones. Okay, we're going to go after them for doing what they did. Every government agent who pushed it also should be sued civilly for $1 billion each. And if we're going to go down that route, let's go down all the way down that route. You want to sue Alex Jones for $1 billion? Cool. All right, we're going to get each one of you for $1 billion too in civil
Agreed.
suits.
I've been pushing this here in Santa Fe of like the businesses who shut down, go after the city council, go after the mayor, go after their personal dollars. I've been talking to my friends in North Carolina, find out the name of the person who flew the plane and sue him. Because if we go after the people, this will stop. The people are acting as minions for the predator class. So when they're held accountable, then we can start the chain of holding others accountable.
What you're saying is what is the actually the answer to your question that you asked earlier, like where is this going? It's going there. Like, okay, so you said, well, like what would I do if I was president? I would nab Fauci. I would nab him and I would send my Green Berets or my Navy SEALs or whoever I would need, my Marines, into his neighborhood and nab him and grab him and many others who've been doing well, and you know who those others are. And I would nab them and bring them into a crimes against humanity public trial where all every we're going to air out all the dirty laundry. It's all going to come out. We're going to get everything out there. We're going to just show everybody everything that's been going on and broadcast it on all social media worldwide. And so that's where I think it's coming. I think what you're going to see is that eventually like a state that becomes free will actually start targeting individuals who are involved in this cabal. So this in the narrative, in the overall narrative, this is what I think's gone on. We've been through a 6,000-year Kali Yuga. In
Yep.
that you have these intensely demonic energies that have built up enormous power and control, like the Diddys of the world and the Epsteins of the world. And just you can imagine how many of those we've never heard of that are out there. That
Exactly.
all the blackmail and all the control of getting anybody into a position of power unless they're approved by them. Okay,
Yep.
so all that's been built up and they've been winning, 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 winning. Now they're going to start losing, 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 losing. And so we're going to start picking them off one by one, like Diddy, like Epstein, and then we're going to start picking them out. And suddenly, then they're going to, because these evildoers, they are demonically deceived. So they don't believe in a soul. They believe that this is all the life they got. So when we start going, okay, you're headed to the guillotine for crimes against humanity and treason and mass murder and a serial killing, they're going to freak out.
Yeah.
And that's the date that we're looking to have. That's the party we're looking to have because there needs to be justice for these crimes. These crimes are that just, you know, I, Danny, as you know, for many years, 30 years, I traveled the world. And at many of my events were people who had their child who was vaccine injured. That, you know, that, that is like, that's why I will fight to the ends of the earth for those kids.
Yeah. I mean, we've been seeing that for so long and seeing just the weight on the parents, you know, just to hold that in one's consciousness. And we know that everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. Children sign up for what happens, but I've seen it in my own clients and that self flagellation of taking a child to a doctor unknowingly and then they're disabled, handicapped, whatever. Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah.
And by the way, interestingly, on that, eventually it was about 2016, and it really happened through Facebook. We did get a video that went viral that showed how CBD stops a lot of the autistic and you know, epileptic related seizure type of things that can happen when a child's been vaccine injured. And that went viral all over the internet. And that, I think, was the key. I mean, I've had people who are in big pharma, you know, who left big pharma, but told me that they saw that video and it changed their whole understanding of what cannabis is.
Wow.
It really had an effect. And this is, see, social media is really having an effect, and it's an uncontrollable effect. It's kind of like you can't really predict, you know, so that's why they're trying to censor and stop it. But you can't censor and stop reality. So it's hard, tough to predict what the impact of this, for example, this video that showed within 1 minute, a kid with less than 1 minute, within 15 seconds, a kid given CBD that's going through epileptic fits suddenly is better, just like that.
Wow.
And you're like, what? I mean, it woke people up. And I believe it was a big part of the legalization in many states of CBD and cannabis.
And Facebook kept that video up. They didn't pull it down.
They eventually blocked it. They eventually got rid of it, but it was out there for a long time before they realized what was going on. And see, that's the thing about the censorship scam, is there's no way to censor anything, right? It's like, look, we have to use our best abilities to censor like porn in front of children. We have to use our best capabilities to censor, you know, seeing someone die or something, you know, in front of a big audience. It's just not safe for children or young people to see that kind of stuff, you know, but we can't, no one's perfect. That's very, I know people who've been working in big social media companies who did that work and were scarred by it and very psychologically injured by that, having to deal with that kind of stuff. It's a very difficult thing. It's the very dark underbelly of social media. We can put our best foot forward to get the right people, get them trained up properly. Of course, social media today doesn't do that, but it can be done right. But when it comes to, like, you know, trying to predict, like, will this, you know, change the path of culture or civilization? There's no way to, you can predict it. You can't predict it. So the truth will get out, and the videos will get out, and the information will get out, and they're done. I'm telling you. This is the beginning of the end for the evil cabal that's been running this show for 6,000 years. That's what we're seeing.
I want to see Zuckerberg, Dorsey, to some extent Musk, added to that list where justice is demonstrated. Like, I'm more shadow banned now on Twitter since Musk took over, and it wasn't good for me when Dorsey was there. Zuckerberg has essentially taken a crowbar to my business, and they continue unchecked. I don't know if you read those user agreements. I do. They're increasingly slavey, offensive. So I'm also holding out hope for this administration or any ensuing administrations to put a stop to these egregious affronts to the First Amendment that these social media companies continue to carry out. It's so gross. Are you experiencing that as well? That does it for the first half of my conversation with David Wolf. As you are inspired to pick up the second half of our super juicy exchange, you can find that on both my Locals and Patreon communities. Those addresses are dannycats.locals.com and patreon.com/dannycats. At both communities, for as little as $5 a month, You will get access to all of my second half conversations, plus oodles of bonus content, plus the knowledge that you are supporting me in keeping on keeping on. I'm also reminding you to sign up for my newsletter at dannykatz.com. And since we are on the topic of health, I am nudging you to check out my Language of Healing webinar, which is available for instant lifetime access, instant viewing, lifetime access, some combination of those over on my dannykatz.com website. It's a fantastic way to support yourself through a healing initiation, to support yourself in programming your body for optimal health and well-being with your every word and thought. All right, that does it. Thank you so much for sharing your sacred attention with me. Thank you for remembering that every word matters, that you are omniscopic amazingness. I will see you over on the Locals and the Patreon. Have a rockin' day.